accomplishment in Stony Plain are you most proud of this year?
I think the most one is the phase one of the recreational center. It's been a long process that we started working on since 2009, and it's nice to see that the shovels get to the ground in 2024.
What about some things you're working on for 2025?
Yeah, 2025, definitely there's a little more road construction, a little more underground infrastructure. I would notice that a lot of our old utilities, like water and sewer lines, are fairly old. So we're taking the proactive approach and making sure that we replace them in a timely manner so we don't have a break, which would hamper the services to our residents.
Yeah, absolutely. When you kind of look ahead, what are some opportunities or maybe some challenges you see in the near future here?
Yeah, well, there's definitely tons of opportunities. You know, as a council, we've always prided ourselves and we want to continue that partnership and collaboration with our residents, businesses, sports and community groups. Stony Plain, we're trying to build it so it's a vibrant and inclusive place for everyone so that they feel a sense of belonging in our community.
And I guess lastly, kind of following along in council meetings and stuff like that, the news in the city or the town, it feels like things have been pretty positive this year. How do you feel about 2024 as a whole?
Yeah, 2024 has been very, very good for us. As you've been following us for a little while now, and you know, council did a lot of work with our staff in terms of work planning and data collection for what we have in our community and how best to kind of meet those needs of our residents. So over the last few years, we've done some of that. People don't see that progress, but we're seeing the fruits of labor now that, you know, the majority of our projects that we, you know, did in 2023 and 2024 have come tracking to come in line and under budget. So, you know, going forward, I think that'll be the same for 2025 as well.